and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has angered lawmakers on both sides of the aisle with some late-night firings. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
One more example of a lack of respect for rule of law.
CBS's Christiane Benavides explains.
In an unprecedented move, President Donald Trump overnight fired more than a dozen federal inspectors general. The IGs are considered an independent check on abuse.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassie. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grandma, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless resilient
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Evening, hockey fans from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers take on 10th-ranked Michigan, hoping to sweep the Wolverines on home ice. Along with our producer, Cooper Rollins, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin with us on Alumni Weekend. I'm Brian Posick. Well, a wildly entertaining game last night when Wisconsin built a 2-1 lead, then fell behind 4-2 before rallying for a 5-4 victory, scoring two goals in the final 5 minutes or so from Simon Tassie and Christian Fitzgerald. That win allowed Wisconsin to improve its record to 11-12-2 overall and move into sole possession of fourth place in the Big Ten at 6-9, 3 points better than now the fifth place Wolverines, who were 8-7 in league play, 14-10-1 overall. That was fun last night. The crowd got into it, and the crowd will be even bigger here tonight.
Well, you know, you ask yourself, I mean, is this a high-pressure game? Yeah, every game is a high-pressure game as you're going down the stretch, and I have always heard two different philosophies when it comes to, okay, this is the people we have to beat. You got to put all the pressure on it. You got to have your best game. And then there's the other philosophy, like, isn't this the same team that we played last night? And isn't this just another game on our schedule?
Yeah.
We have to play at our best the whole time. So, yeah, there's pressure on both teams. I'm sure Michigan would like to stop the slide, and Wisconsin would like to continue the roller coaster. But the fact of the matter being is that it was a physical, hard-fought game, a little chippy, a little dirty at certain times in the game. But the fact that Wisconsin found a way to win, I just hope that they're dripping with confidence after that come from behind victory.
Yeah, after finding so many ways to lose tight games this season, they pulled it out last night without their leading scorer, Quinn Findlay, who was injured in the first period, left the ice. But Mike Hastings has good news about him. We'll tell you about that coming up. And a change in goal for both teams. Logan Stein will start for Michigan, and the Badgers are going with sophomore William Grandma, making his first start since the Minnesota series back in November. Grandma came in relief last night, played 28 minutes, stopped all 8 shots that he faced. So interesting, when you're getting to the nuts and bolts of your season, you're battling for playoff position, and now for the first time in 2 months, you put somebody else in goal. I'm anxious to see how William does here tonight.
Yeah, and he's been more than patient and waiting his turn, all the rest of that kind of stuff. And you know what? He was rock solid last night, even though he didn't see a lot of action. You're right. It's an unfortunate position to put him in. And from a coaching staff perspective, the guy who's been carrying the mail for you for, what, 14 games? Something like that.
Yep.
All of a sudden has a bad game. It's so refreshing to have a person like William Grama who can just step in and, like, no bones about it. Let's just go play the game. I love that attitude.
The Badgers looking for their first full series sweep of the season. They beat Penn State twice in State College back in November, but one of those was an overtime win, so 5 out of 6 points. Badgers haven't taken 6 out of 6 points in a Big Ten series yet this year. Maybe tonight is the night. And we'll hear from the head coach when we come back. It's Wisconsin and Michigan here this evening. This is Badger Amateur Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Is this real leather?
Back here at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin and Michigan wrap up their weekend series tonight after a thrilling 5-4 win for the Badgers last night. Two goals in the final 5 minutes, Simon Tassie and Christian Fitzgerald. The Badgers get the job done and take over sole possession of fourth place in the Big Ten with 9 games left in the conference standings. Head coach Mike Hastings is with us, and that was a gutsy win for your club. All things considered, you lose your leading scorer, best player Quinn Finley, to an injury about 6 minutes in. You pull your starting goaltender, William Gramet comes in and plays well for you, and then you got contributions really up and down the lineup, didn't you?
Yeah, and when you and I have been able to talk about that after a game, we've more often been in a good spot in a final score when we get that secondary scoring. And you know, a lot of different things, adversity knocked on the door a few times, especially early. You know, Tommy Scarfone has been a guy that has been, I would say, other than Quinn Finley, Mose, and, you know, maybe Gavin, our most consistent player throughout this second half of our season after that 2-8 start. And last night just wasn't his night. We weren't playing all that well in front of him, so we decided to make the change, wanted to change momentum. Our guys stuck with it, even though we had some adversity with Finn going out. I just really liked the resiliency of the group, and they were rewarded for it. Yeah.
I know a lot of fans listening right now wondering about the health of Quinn Finley, one of the top scorers in all the country. It appeared he suffered an upper body injury early on and left the ice and did not return. But he's in the lineup tonight, so he must be okay.
Yeah, he is. Cleared protocol, all those things. And, you know, Finn's done a lot of work to make sure that physically and mentally he's at a place that he wasn't as a freshman. You know, he's no longer that young guy. He's a grizzled veteran, and he's shown that. He's shown it again tonight, but he's, you know, he was able to get on the ice and do some things today that definitely made our docs feel that he's in a really, really good spot to go out and be successful tonight.
Yeah. You didn't mince words after the game either. You did not like what happened to Quinn Findlay, who was basically wrestled to the ice and pile-drived to the ice. We see it. It happened to Jimmy Snuggerud. Michigan did that. Evan Warner took him out with a cross-check to the head several weeks ago. You have to protect all your players, but you better protect your star players in college hockey, right?
Well, it's just, you know what? That was a dirty play. Mm-hmm. I haven't anybody argue that with me. Now, I haven't, you know, again, when things stick to the tape like that, Quinn went to the net, didn't do anything, didn't, it's not like he went after the goaltender, didn't do things that way, and that happened. Now, thank goodness Quinn's as strong as he is and in a position where he's okay, because those are just things that don't need to be a part of our game.
The Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines tonight. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this. Or this. Or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin and Michigan again tonight, 7:30 puck drop. When Quinn Findlay went out last night, Christian Fitzgerald filled in on the power play and scored a power play goal of beauty. Simon Tassie set him up from left back to the right wing. We've seen that a lot this season. And then Christian's game-winning goal, Tyson Dick sauces one across the ice, and Christian made a heck of a catch on that puck in midair, settled it down, and he put it towards the net. Pucks and bodies to the net, usually good things happen, and that's certainly what happened there. And you had talked about Christian elevating his game the last couple of weeks. We saw it last night, didn't we?
Yeah, and he's that, like you said, it hasn't been a day. It hasn't even been a week. It's been over a period of time here where I think he's gaining confidence throughout the week, and it's pouring into his weekend games. Last Saturday, I thought he was a difference maker for us. And, you know, I think he's had three posts on the year. He's had a lot of things that just, if you look at the opportunities he's had, I think offensively he's had 52, 53 opportunities. And prior to last night, you know, was batting about 4 or 5%. That's a number that's not going to stay that number. And you saw that happen last night where, you know, he did some things, and the hockey gods usually pay you when you do things the right way. And it's good. We need it to continue.
Simon Tassie looks like he did last year, doesn't he?
Getting there still. He's, you know, we talked when he came back the second half, he was finally healthy. And you're not going to turn that page in a weekend. And what he's done, I think, here from the Christmas tournament up till now. It was great to see him get some production just because he's been playing a lot better. And just like with Fitzy, we're going to need that to continue if we want to have some depth scoring.
You're going to start William Grammett tonight. First time he's been the starting goaltender since back in November against Minnesota. Played well against the Golden Gophers here in Madison when Tommy Scarfone was out with an injury. He didn't see a lot of rubber when he first came in last night, but boy, when he did, he made a couple of athletic saves, pad saves, what have you. He's long, athletic. He can play that position. Now he gets the crack at it here tonight against a really good team.
Well, Grammy and Castro have both been doing a job to make sure that they're prepared when their number's called. And, you know, I think Tommy Scarfone, like I said, who has been carrying us for quite a long time here, just didn't have his best. And, you know, Doc's done a really good job with our goaltenders at making sure that they're prepared. So Grammy's getting the opportunity tonight, and hopefully he can run with the ball.
And you know Michigan's coming after you, right?
Yep, they are. That's the Big Ten play. Once you get Friday, Saturday, you've got to reset and get going. We've got to try and take advantage of playing at home as we did last night because, you know, really our seventh man was the one that were in the crowd because what that felt like in that building when that puck was pinned against the wall in our end, the entire building stood up. And that is something that makes the Kohl Center special. We've got to try and take advantage of that tonight.
That's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Michigan. Coming up, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger recently scored his 100th career goal game in the NHL. Here's how Badger Trivia works. Well, the fans filing in here tonight for the series finale, the Wisconsin Badgers and Michigan Wolverines. The upper deck is open. They opened it last night because of the large student section we had here last night.
Well, it's second story already, pretty much packed when it's up there.
Yeah. Alumni weekend, and you had a chance to go over and see some of your old friends, huh?
God, I felt young. I felt really young. There wasn't one guy that was from my era, from the 70s. They were all from the 60s and early 70s, and I was like, yes, I feel good today.
Michigan came to town after a split with Michigan State. This is a team that's been kind of up and down, actually, a 5-8 over the last 13 games after a 9-2-1 start to the season. What do you think of the Wolverines game last night?
Yeah, they play on the edge every shift. Every shift is played on the edge. And they have a couple key ingredients to some really good offense. Ethan Edwards very seldom ever gives up the puck, comes out of the zone with authority, does real well. But to be honest with you, their second line, which is two freshmen, a left winger and a center iceman, I thought that probably their freshmen may have been the best players on the ice for Michigan, and that speaks volumes for what they have to look forward to in the future.
After tonight, the Wolverines have a home series against Penn State, then visit Michigan State before taking on the Spartans in the duel in Detroit, and then a home series against Minnesota before closing out the regular season at Ohio State. Badgers have already won the season series for Michigan. They're looking for a series sweep tonight. And we'll set the line charts for you and tell you what else is going on in the Big Ten when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Well, already some Big Ten results here today. Penn State beat Ohio State in overtime 3-2. Reese Laubach had the game-winning goal for the Nittany Lions after the Buckeyes had tied it with 21 seconds left in regulation. For Penn State, just its second conference win of the year. 11 points now for the Nittany Lions, tied for sixth place with Notre Dame. Michigan's in fifth place with 20. The Badgers have 23 points, good for fourth place. Ohio State gets 1 point in tonight's result, so the Buckeyes have 25 points, good for third place, 2 points better than Wisconsin. And also, Michigan State just beat Minnesota in a shootout. So they get the extra point. Isaac Howard scored the shootout winner. Tanner Kelly had a goal and an assist for the Spartans, who now have 37 points in league play. Jimmy Snuggerud scored twice for the Golden Gophers, who trail Michigan State now by 5 points in the league standings. Michigan State took 10 of 12 points from Minnesota during the regular season. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it's not like in the old days where it was an imbalanced schedule. This is two in their barn, two in our barn, and you get into a situation where after last night's drubbing, and the other thing I will say about the schedule is that you play on Friday night and then you play on Saturday afternoon. That's a real short turnaround. And when you just got your you-know-what handed to you 9-2 the night before,
right,
you better do some big-time talking and big-time motivating if you're Coach Motzkow from Minnesota. And obviously it looked like he did.
Yeah, the 9 goals that Michigan State scored against Minnesota last night, the most the Spartans had ever scored against the Golden Gophers. And they played each other, you know, close to 200
times,
right?
Yes.
Exactly. So Michigan State improves its first-place standing in the Big Ten. Big game here tonight, Wisconsin and Michigan. Also wanted to pass along the top-ranked Wisconsin women beat St. Cloud State today 5-2 at LeBron Arena. Lacey Eden, Cassie Hall, and Lainey Potter all had a goal and an assist. Mark Johnson's club is 25-1-1 and will host the Huskies again tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. All right, our UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. And again, good news in case you joined us late. Quinn Finley last night, one of the nation's leading scorers, was injured about 6 minutes into the game, left the ice, appeared to be favoring his left shoulder, something he's dealt with during his career. He's only a 19-year-old sophomore. Could not return last night, but after treatment and then getting cleared by team doctors today, Finley is in the lineup. I mean, that's,
yeah.
When we left here last night, I think everybody was wondering, how long is this young man going to be out of the lineup?
I like the way Coach Hastings put it. He cleared the medical protocol.
Right.
And that's, you know, in the old days, it was like the coach would turn to the doctor and say, no, make him play. You know, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But it's so hard, fast, the rules of participation when it comes to medical issues like that. And I'm sure they had to do all the strength and flexibility and everything tests that they could do and deemed him to be pain-free enough to play in tonight's game.
Also, Wisconsin without forward Cody Laskowski. He'll miss his third straight game with a lower body injury, and senior defenseman Daniel Lodge had season-ending hip surgery a couple of weeks ago. Quick trip lineups will start with Michigan under 30-year head coach Brandon Norado. In goal is Logan Stein, 6'3 graduate student, a transfer from Ferris State. Stein is 9-6 this season, a 3.0 goals against average, an .899 save percentage. He beat Michigan State last Friday, making 35 saves in a 3-2 overtime win, then gave up 4 goals in a 4-1 loss to the Spartans. Stein was the losing goaltender when Tommy Scarfoni and the Badgers shut out the Wolverines in Ann Arbor back on January 14th. Starting defenseman, their captain, Jacob Truscott, 6'1", out of Port Huron, Michigan, 3 goals, 13 points. And in the lineup tonight, 6'4", 200-pound freshman defenseman, Hunter Haiti of Rochester. He only has one assist so far this season. He served a one-game suspension for a hit against the Spartans last week. Haiti's a big young lad and not afraid to get physical, but you can say that about a number of kids that wear the maize and blue.
But I watched him just because I wasn't familiar with him. I watched him in warm-ups. And he's got a set of wheels too. I mean, he's got all the attributes. He's big, he's strong, he's a very good skater, and it appears that he has some pretty good hands to go with it.
And Michigan will start its fourth line tonight. Centerman Mark Estapa from St. Clair, Michigan. He was good in the faceoff circle, won 14 of 20 last evening. Sophomore Nick Boldenhauer, a Toronto Maple Leafs draft choice on the right wing. Ian's happy about that. And Philip Lapointe, the young man who brought Finley down, landed on top of him and then drew the question about Finley's injury. Well, Lapointe will start as well from Novi, Michigan, 5 goals and 8 points. You know, Michigan has a top-line center in T.J. Hughes, averaging a point per game in his 105-game collegiate career. He's riding a 4-game goal-scoring streak and an 8-game point-scoring streak. He's flanked by Garrett Shifsky, who has 8 goals and 14 points, and Evan Werner, who has 8 goals and 19 points. And the second-line centerman's been fun to watch. Michael Hage, 6'1 freshman, freshman from Ontario, 11 goals, 25 points. He had an assist last night, his first point in six games. For Mike Hastings in his 13th season as a head coach in college hockey, 336 wins, 133 losses, and 29 ties. In goal, it's William Grama, his first start since November 9th, a span of 16 games that Tommy Scarfone was in between the pipes. Grama is 2-4 this season at 289 goals against an 892 save percentage. The defensive pairs tonight, they'll start Joe Palatichuk, the sophomore from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, with fifth-year senior Anthony Kerr from Winnipeg. Kerr last night had an assist on Owen Mellenbacher's power play goal. Palatichuk, just 1 point, no goals yet for Palatichuk. And we'll see Ben Dexheimer in his 99th game with freshman Logan Hensler. Both those young men stood out last night, didn't they?
They were good. I mean, they were very good. It was a real pleasure to see Ben Dexheimer not panic. And every time that he was put into a defensive role, he didn't panic. Could turn the puck over, get it up the ice, and good job.
We'll also see Zach Schulz and freshman Jack Thalen on the blue line. Up front, starting tonight, the third line for Mike Hastings. Sixth-year centerman Owen Lindmark, 5 goals in 25 games this season. Ryan Botterill, the freshman from Portage La Prairie, Manitoba, 2 goals and 4 points. And Simon Tassi, the junior from Montreal, 3 goals and 8 points. Tassi had a goal and 3 points last night after having only 5 points in his first 18 games. He showed up last night. Christian Fitzgerald showed up last night. They need those other players besides Finley, Mosley, and Morrissey.
Good complement between Botterill and Tassi. Strong on the boards, quick in front of the net. Complement each other very, very well.
And we'll see Quinn Finley with Morrissey and Mosley. Tyson Dick with Christian Fitzgerald and Kyle Kukkonen. Owen Mellenbacher, Sawyer Scholl, and Jack Horbach. Adam Pietola is the extra skater. That's our quick trip lineups. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey. Greek yogurt is coming up. It's Wisconsin and Michigan. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Come see for yourself.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger Hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark! Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents. Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
On with Ian Perrin. The referees tonight from the Big Ten, Sean Fernandez and Nicholas Bett, Sam Schakowsky and Christopher Libitz are the linesmen this evening. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Badgers will skate from our right to our left, wearing the white uniforms, Cardinal pants and helmets and gloves, Wisconsin diagonally down the chest, maize and blue from Michigan in the familiar winged helmets, and they'll be skating left to right. Think everything's all ready to go, and it's Owen Lindmark against Mark Estapa, the nation's best faceoff man against Michigan's best faceoff man to get this game going here tonight at the Kohl Center. Fans continue to file in. The student section is huge. Lindmark wins the draw. Anthony Kerr fires it in, and we're underway here in Madison. In on the forecheck is Botterill. Go ahead.
And already chippiness between LaPointe and Tassie. And then as soon as Kerr got the puck, LaPointe was right on top of him, yep. Gave him a two-hander to the middle. So, yeah, they haven't changed their philosophy any bit here in the first shift of the game. It's come out and start banging people.
And to stop it, just ice the puck. Another faceoff, this time inside the Michigan zone. And out comes Morrissey, Mosley, and Quinn Finley. Finley, 18 goals to lead the Badgers, 33 points as well. He had his eight-game point-scoring streak snap last night. Only the fifth time this season Finley hasn't scored a point in a game. This is game number 26. Finley, good back pressure to steal the puck out at center. Badgers dump it in. It's loose on the near side wall. Josh Earnessy with it now. Earnessy playing the right wing on the second line with Michael Hage and Will Horkoff, couple of freshmen. And Michigan will send it down deep into the Wisconsin zone and get a change after the initial icing here tonight, and the Badgers have possession. It's Morrissey ahead to Finley, redirects it into the Michigan zone. Stein backhands the puck around to the near side. Also in the lineup for the first time this weekend, Luca Fantilli, junior defenseman from Nobleton, Ontario. He takes the place of Tanner Rowe in the lineup, and Fantilli's got the puck, little left-hander. And he'll play it ahead now to TJ Hughes, who dumps it into the Wisconsin zone. Then gives a hit to Zach Scholes from behind. Tyson Dick out there with Kyle Kukkonen and Christian Fitzgerald. A steal by Evan Werner, top line right wing. Straight away, Garrett Chivsky sets and fires. His shot blocked by Christian Fitzgerald. Ricocheted to the corner. Now to the stick of Jack Phelan. Pushed it back behind the net for himself. Scooped it ahead to Kukkonen. Backhands to Fitzgerald. Tries to walk around Werner and actually kick the puck deep into the Michigan zone. Centering pass knocked into midair. Here's a chance. Turnaround shot by Dick. It was fought off by Stein. Out to the point now, Palatichuk goes D-to-D to Anthony Kerr, shoots it into the midsection of Stein, who made the stop. Dick got tackled by the defenseman Dakota Rayome. Mullen, we play on. Fitzgerald holds his own right point near the Michigan bench, and now it trickles out to center. Both teams battling for it there. Wisconsin picks it up and heaves it in and gets a change. 2 minutes into the opening period, good shift there for the Badgers.
Yeah, it was, and good intensity and a couple loose pucks that got picked up by the Badgers. Michigan not real sharp along the boards for some reason.
Earnessy dumps it in around to the left corner. Hage down in, but Logan Hensler gets there first. Bumped it off for Ben Dexheimer. Had his pocket picked by Hage. Sends it back to the corner. Dexheimer gets there. Rims it around too strongly. Long-range shot. Grandma got his stick on it. That off the stick of Jacob Truskett, who fired it from the left point. Wisconsin's Owen Mellenbacher got squashed on the near side by Haiti. And we continue to play, and now Haiti's got the puck at center. Moves it to the middle of the ice. Horkoff deflected it. Earnessy follows up inside the Wisconsin zone. He and Dexheimer shoulder to shoulder. Earnessy comes out of there with it. Fell to one knee. Got the pass out to Ethan Edwards. He finds Draper. Long range shot. Missed the net. Grandma was interfered with, it appeared. There was traffic right in front of him, right in the crease. Moldenauer got crushed again. This time by Edwards. Logan Hensler near side. And now, ducking underneath Mellenbacher is Draper to keep the puck alive in the attacking zone for Michigan. Eventually, Mellenbacher pulls it free but can't clear. Long-range shot, Felicio. Stopped by Grandma. Oh, and then a rebound picked up by Draper. He scores. Long-range shot from the right point. Grandma slid out with his right pad and kicked it free. Left a rebound, and Grandma was out of position, and Draper tucked it in. And that's a 1-0 Michigan lead.
Just about the entire shift was a disaster, because every time that the Badgers came close to having control of the puck, like you had mentioned, when Mellenbacher had it along the boards, he doesn't get it out. On the far side, Kukkonen, Oh, I can't even think of his name. Anyway, had chances to get it out of the zone three or four times, and when you don't, you're just playing with fire.
So they get on the board first, just like last night. Keenan Draper with his fifth goal of the season, 1-0 Michigan. Here's Botterill with a steal. Backside pass left for Scholes off a stick. Tassie put it in front. Lindmark with a chance. Pad save made by Stein. Lindmark went jamming at that puck. It was right on top of the blue paint. Now Michigan sends it out through center. And Zach Scholes back after it, getting directions from Jack Phelan. And it's up to Tassie, but he can't control. So the Badgers down 1-0. Draper from the defenseman, Will Felicio, who shot the puck from the right point. Felicio, the former Madison Capital, 3 assists this weekend, had a pair last night. And now we've got a delayed penalty as Lindmark was tied up with defenseman Tyler Duke at the Michigan line. And the Wolverines will get a holding penalty, and Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play less than 4 minutes in with a chance to tie.
Tyler Duke throws his hands up like, I did that? I didn't do anything to him. Nothing that he didn't do to me. But the fact of the matter being is they're battling for the puck. He steps in front. He gets his hands. Look at that. He's got his hand right on his stick. Keeps holding him, keeps holding him, keeps holding him. Not much you can do about that. It's a good call.
Wisconsin had only 2 penalties last night. Michigan had 6. The Badgers went 2-for-5 on the power play. Michigan was 1-for-1. 3:55, the time of the infraction on Duke. And so Wisconsin gets its first power play of the night. Wolverines battling for possession in the defensive zone. They have it now. T.J. Hughes with it, and he'll whip it all the way down.
T.J. Hughes right off the ice as soon as he won the faceoff and whipped it down. Obviously, he's their faceoff man.
Yeah. Here come the Badgers. Dexheimer with Simon Tassie, Gavin Morrissey, Rylan Mosley, and Quinn Finley. The puck bounces off the side of the net. Finley tries to retrieve behind the cage. Instead, it squirts to the near side. Draper, plenty of room. He gets to it and shoves it all the way down. Badgers have used 35 seconds already on their power play, and their top unit remains. Quinn Finley, 18 goals, 7 on the man advantage. Morrissey has 9 goals, 3 on the power play. Mosley has 11 goals, 2 on the power play, set up for Mosley in the bumper position. He swung and missed. Here's Gavin Morrissey back right side. Finley fires one. That went wide. Morrissey off the left wing sets up Mosley now, chips it over to Logan Hensler, who's running the point on this power play for the time being. Kukkonen to Mosley. He pushed it just wide. Gathered by Edwards. He hammers it off the corner boards and past Hensler at the blue line and all the way down.
Good setup. Very patient. I like the way the first unit has been patient with it. If it's not there, go the other way.
Michigan, 79% on the penalty kill this season. Wisconsin, 24% on the power play. 22 of 91, 28% in Big Ten play. But Michigan wins a wall battle here inside the Wolverine zone. And again, clears 30 seconds left on the Badgers' Kunis power play. 1-0 Michigan. Keenan Draper with the first goal of the night for the Wolverines. Tyson Dick across the line. Stick handling nicely. Throws it to the right corner. Lindmark will try to gain possession there. 15 seconds to go on the man advantage. Puck chopped free right to the stick of Draper. He clears again. That'll do it for the Badgers' power play.
That's just an unfortunate bounce because Dick made the right play, put it into open space so that the Badgers could catch the puck in the corner.
Here's Wisconsin on the rush. Fitzgerald shot deflected off the stick of Fantilli. Far side, Adam Pietola, his first shift, trying to win the puck along the boards, but instead Michigan comes out of there with it. And then Nick Moldenauer took a pretty good shoulder check from Christian Fitzgerald that freed the puck, but the Wolverines have possession once again. Ethan Edwards scoops it out to center with Mellenbacher in pursuit, and now Sawyer Scholl will dump it in. Scholl has a goal and 2 assists, a 3-game point scoring streak for the Medford, Wisconsin native. And now a bad pass by Mellenbacher, picked off high slot Moldenauer, cutting off the progress Moldenauer. Zach Scholes, who wiped him out with a good shoulder check, freeing the puck. Sawyer Scholl has it now. He tries to dump it deep. It deflects off a stick, then the high glass deep in the Michigan zone. Scholl follows up, but the Wolverines have the puck. Hughes sauces now for Rayom Mullen, the defenseman. Back to Hughes, right wing, shoots one. Went off the stick of Scholes and wide. He had Grandma going right, and the puck went back left, but off the mark. And now Wisconsin's Finley with it. Tried to slide it ahead to Botterill. Good read by Michigan that time, and intercepted by Garrett Shifsky. Dumped it down in, but the Badgers retrieve it there. Scholes hard rim around. The referee got in the way. Then Michigan placed it in front, but the Badgers intercept and throw it out to center. Wisconsin a little sloppy here, 7.5 minutes into the first period, trailing Michigan 1-0.
Not some stick-to-stick by any chance. A little bit hoping that they're going to get to the puck.
Botterill steals now. Here's Finley, right wing through center. Morrissey with him. Finley trying to pass to Dexheimer, cutting down the gut. And a good stick that time by Michigan. Pulled free by Finley, and then he lost possession, and out to center ice it comes. Here's Jack Horbach playing forward tonight. 6D suited up, 13 forwards for Mike Hastings' squad. Horbach wipes out, looking for a penalty, nothing called. He's still tied up by the defenseman Haiti back behind the play. And now here's Ernest. He snaps one off, blocked by Dexheimer. Gathered in by Gavin Morrissey. Bumps it off the end boards for himself, trying to settle the biscuit down a little bit. Hage is right on him, but the freshman beats the freshman up the center. Give and go. Morrissey overskates. He gets it now at the center circle. Taps back to Dexheimer. Headman pass to Horbach, and the Badgers gain the zone. Here's Horbach, low right, pushed it towards the net. Not much on it, as he was defended that time by Will Felicio, and then covered by Stein. And after the whistle, Horbach turned around and took a swing at Felicio, and Horbach may get the gate. We'll see.
I don't think either one of them is going
to get the gate.
No, they're
not going to take anybody. 11:39 left in the opening period. It's 1-0 Michigan. Draper from Felicio at 3:07. Hey, UW Health is this weekend's Badger Hockey Series sponsor. UW Health, remarkable.
I think the referee just said, like my kindergarten teacher, play nice.
You're still in kindergarten, Ian?
Well, I'm going to graduate.
Off the draw of the Badgers. Quick shot by Tyson Dick. Floated into the midsection of Stein, who made the stop and held on for a faceoff. You're set to graduate this spring?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Just like my college degree in underwater fire safety. Yeah, it's same situation.
Another faceoff to the left of Logan Stein, a transfer from Ferris State. He played 4 years for Bob Daniels and the Bulldogs. Stein, right. Collegiate career. As a freshman, he went 0-11-1.
I love the fact where he's from.
Here's a pass. Kerr, slot pass. Dick shoots and scores. Oh, Polonichuk to Kerr, working the triangle. Dick at the hash marks, turned and fired and scored. It's 1-1.
8:29, the time of the goal, and it's all a result of the faceoff. The faceoff was won. I think Michigan picked the wrong guy to go to, thinking that the pass was going to go to him. But Tyson Dick, he's all alone in front. I can't believe he pulled it from his backhand to his forehand and was able, had that much time to get the shot off. Regardless of what happens, Tyson Dick has made it a 1-1 game.
Yep, Dick actually won the faceoff to Polonichuk, who found Kerr, and then Dick found open space and snapped one past Stein. Dick from Polonichuk and Kerr at 8:29, and we're even. Puck in the Wisconsin zone, steal by Michigan. Whitelaw or Moldenauer threw it out to the point. Truscott to Haiti, but that puck trickled across the line, and that should be a delayed offside. It
correct.
Is on Michigan. So the Badgers pull even. You know, last night Michigan scores 97 seconds in. Former Badger William Whitelaw lit the lamp, and then Wisconsin scored back-to-back goals to take a 2-1 lead. We'll see if they can respond again and get their first lead of the evening here after Tyson Dick scores his third goal of the season. He had an assist and 5 shots on goal last night. Tyson's played well, and because of the injury to Cody Laskowski, he's moved up with Christian Fitzgerald and Kyle Kukkonen to get a few more opportunities. We see him on the second power play unit too.
Yeah, he's such a, and you know, if you look at him, you would say he's a bland hockey player, but he doesn't make mistakes. That's the key.
Yeah. You give him grief after practice virtually every day, the Abbotsford, British Columbia native. Will Felicio, after the faceoff at center, just turned to fire it into the right corner of the Wisconsin zone and threw it about 15 rows up the stands. He missed his target badly, and it looks like everybody's okay. They'll drop the puck outside the Wisconsin blue line again.
On that note, the lady who was hit last... Yeah.
Last week against LIU?
Yeah, according to the event manager, she said that the woman was not hurt bad, had some stitches, mm-hmm. but was all upset that she was going to have to miss the rest of the game. I love her.
That's a hockey fan right there. Badgers after the puck in their own zone. Zach Schulz with it. Shipped it off the wall to Tyson Dick. Carries it to the red line, the Michigan blue line, and then dumped in. Fitzgerald in on the forecheck. Draper there, went between his legs. Edwards to Draper. And then they go D to D to Felicio, and he comes up. Angles a pass left wing to Draper. Cutting in left wing. Snapped off the shot. Stopped by Grandma in his butterfly position. And gives up no rebound. 10:37 to go in the first. Wisconsin 1 and Michigan 1. And referees have to separate Jackson Halem from a couple of Badgers after a skirmish after the whistle.
And as you will notice, number 13 was right in there. I think Halem and Fitzgerald had words in the first period, early here in the first period, and I think words were exchanged again.
Their top line out, Shifsky, Hughes, and Warner left to right. Going against Wisconsin's top line of Finley, Morrissey, and Mosley left to right. And the faceoff, they'll do it again. Linesman says his fault. And he'll drop it again. Awfully nice of Christopher Libet to recognize his error. Morrissey, about 58% in the faceoff circle, loses this one. A shot out high, missed the net, but it came off the end boards. And on the near side, T.J. Hughes took that carom and stuffed it into the open net. T.J. Hughes gives Michigan a 2-1 lead, second goal of the weekend.
The draw was there for the Badgers. The kind of puck fumbled around, and as they went out to the defenseman had no opportunity to shoot it directly on net, so he shoots an angle shot. It goes behind the net, comes out the other side, and Hughes is the only guy standing there ready to shoot it in.
T.J. Hughes won the faceoff. They play it out to the point, and that's where Tyler Duke fired the shot off the end boards. And Hughes went right to the net and took the ricochet and put it past Grandma for his 11th goal of the season. It's 2-1 Wolverines. Not much William can do there. Now Morrissey chips it into the offensive zone and whips it around to the right corner in Finley. Misplayed it there, taken away by Will Horkoff. Outlet now to Hage. He weaves his way left. Hensler stays with him. Pass in front to Ernesty, deflected by the Badgers and up and over the glass. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Face off to the left of William Grama. He's given up two goals on three shots so far. The shot he stopped, he left a big rebound that allowed Draper to score. And then the third shot actually was a wide shot that came off the end boards, and then Hughes tucked it in, or smashed it in. Offside called on Wisconsin. They tried a stretch play to Botterill near the Michigan line, but he muffed the puck a little bit and drew the Badgers offside. 9:49 to go in the first period. We'll take a break. Michigan leads Wisconsin 2-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
For every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's at the School of Medicine and Public Health. And you can assist us in ending Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. 2-1 Michigan leads Wisconsin. 9:49 left here in the opening period at the Kohl Center. Excellent crowd here on hand tonight. More than 11,000 last night. Many more than that here tonight. Capacity for hockey now is 15,511 after the reconfiguration of this rink from 200 by 97 to 200 by 85, the NHL ice sheet. Badgers have the puck at center, scooped into the attacking zone to our left by Fitzgerald. Kukkonen in on the forecheck with Tyson Dick, moves it to the far corner. Fitzgerald in care after the puck there, and now Dick is being tied up by Shifsky away from the play. Finally, those two release one another. Care slowed by Edwards. They are duking it out along the far wall. Dick got a high stick up by Shifsky, and now Michigan will dump it in, and Grandma stumbled down. He fell down, but he's back up on his skates as the puck harmlessly spun around back behind the net to the near corner.
We'll have to tell William. It's slippery out there. It's icy.
Stockholm, Sweden native William Grandma getting the start tonight after Tommy Scarfoni had gone 15 straight between the pipes. Joe Palatichuk after the puck. Backhands up to Fitzgerald. Got position and banked it ahead. And now Owen Mellenbacher will give chase. That wipes out icing, but the goaltender came out of his crease and spun it around to center ice. Halem now gives chase in the Wisconsin end. Thalen on him man-to-man. Won that stick battle, but now they're engaged again, coming to help out. Sawyer Scholl hits the brakes to avoid Ernesy and then coughed it up. Pass near side, Haney kicks it to his forehand. Left wing feed to Halem. Back far side, Truskett. His shot off of Mellenbacher and up into the mesh. Play stops with 8:17 to go in the first, 2-1 Michigan.
That was about as good a defensive coverage at the Badgers. When they did turn it over twice down in the far corner, everybody had a man. Everybody knew who their man was. You saw their center iceman come way out to the blue line, and our center iceman at that point in time came right out with him. It was good, tight defensive coverage. I like to see it.
Badgers giving up only 2.5 goals per game in Big Ten play this season. Their team defense has improved markedly since the start of the year. And now offensive or a defensive zone faceoff for Wisconsin. The puck splits the two Michigan defensemen and all the way back into the Wolverine zone. That's where Will Felicio has it. Not a bad weekend for him. 3 assists for Felicio, the freshman from Holden, Massachusetts. He had a helper on the first goal here tonight, a long-range shot that Grammick kicked out and then followed up Draper with a goal. Here's a turnaround shot by Estapa. Got through. Grandma dropped the puck, and Fantilli goes upstairs. It's 3-1 Michigan. And don't be surprised if Mike Hastings makes a move, and he does. Yep. Grandma is coming out. Tommy Scarfoni will replace him. 7:47 to go in the first period. 3-1 Michigan.
3-1, and again, it's defensive coverage, and you're expecting the goaltender to make the save from way out there, that, and it's a cross, and Fantilli sneaks in behind Quinn Findlay, and that man-on-man coverage goes down the tubes when Quinn Findlay doesn't take his man, and there's a rebound standing right out in front.
So Luca Fantilli, a healthy scratch last night, scores his first goal of the season at 12:13, and the Badgers find themselves down a pair. They were down two last night in the second period and rallied to win. They're down two here in the opening frame at the Kohl Center. So Fantilli, Halem, and Estapa with assists. Again, 12:13.
Get the people off their behinds, Badgers. Get some energy back in this building.
Here's Ernesy. Snaps off a pass. Cross ice at the blue line. Truskett. He mishandled the puck, and Lindmark takes it away. 2-on-2 with Botterill. Lindmark wide right. Tried to walk Ernesy and gave it away. Played out to the blue line. Kicked back in by Tassie, but right to the stick of Hunter Haney. And the right-handed defenseman will skate ahead at the red line. Fires it off Scholes and deep. Tyson Dick after it. Whitelaw lifted his stick and had possession for a moment. Then it came free to Zach Scholes, and he turns to his left with speed, comes to the red line, and it's onside. He dumps it in. Here comes Dick on the forecheck. Cut off by Duke. Bouncing puck, though, gathered in by Kukkonen. Spun away from Rayo Mullen.
Puck is still free. Tyson Dick battling Draper. Spun around to the near side. Whitelaw gets shoved to the ice by Schulz. The former teammate's going at it. Schulz now picks it up. His shot blocked by Whitelaw. Schulz got it back. Blocked by Duke. Fitzgerald after it right wing. Now Dick got hammered to the ice by Rayon Mullen. And delayed penalty coming up on Michigan. Centering pass by Dick. Went right behind the intended receiver Fitzgerald. Michigan touches and the Badgers get a Kunis power play. And the fans still engaged. That shift right there got them back into the game with the Badgers down a pair.
Yeah, and it was good offensive pressure. You saw the hard work. They created the turnovers. But it just amazes me how Draper hogtied and mugged Tyson Dick right in front of the net. And he raises his hands like, what do I do? What did I do? If you take a penalty, at least fess up to it. Admit it.
They are the most penalized team in the Big Ten and one of the most penalized teams in the country. Draper for holding at 13:51. Second power play for the Badgers. It's been a good one this season at better than 28% in league play. 4-for-15 against Michigan so far this season. Badgers with another crack at it. Morrissey against Hughes on the faceoff, and Morrissey actually elevated that faceoff win past Dexheimer at the blue line. The Badgers have to touch up. Dexheimer across the line. Now a whistle and an offside called on Wisconsin. Dexheimer maybe puck handling a little bit too much there, and they'll drop the puck out in neutral ice with a minute 50 to go on Wisconsin's power play. 3-1 Michigan.
If you're a forward ready to jump into the zone, you're just going, Ben, make a quick pass. Let's get going.
Morrissey again to take the draw against Garrett Shifsky. Puck is loose. Played to the far boards. Mosley got knocked down and then lifted back to center. Dexheimer with it. Finley across the line, but Mosley had to get back up on his skates and tried to hustle to get back and touch up, but Finley walked across and noticed his teammate too late. Another offside on Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W250